And so that leaves us with 989 and 990. Do we have people here to testify on these matters?
Sorry, we have been watching council by our monitors all morning, and we didn't expect it to happen right when it did. So my apologies.
You should always expect the unexpected.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. City Council, 989, exactly. Please read the item.
Okay, 989, pay claim of Milan Vance in the sum of $6,000 involving the Portland Police Bureau, and 990, pay claim of Lori Weigand Ray in the sum of $47,250 involving the Portland Police Bureau.
Very good, and we will obviously vote on these separately.
Okay. Correct. So my name is Randy Stenquist. I'm the Liability Claims Manager and Risk Management. With me today is Karen Bond. She's one of my senior claims analysts. One of these claims belongs to her. One of them was handled by myself. So Ms. Vance was the first one on the agenda, so I'll let Karen speak to that.
Very good.
And
Pauline,
go
ahead if you want to talk.
I'm sorry. I'm Karen.
I'm interrupting you. Apologize.
Good morning. It is still good morning. So this ordinance will settle the bodily injury claim that Milan Vance presented against the city, resulting from an auto accident, a rear-end auto accident with the Portland police officer that happened back on March 18th of 2016 over on I-205.
Very good. I'm stalling because we need Commissioner Fish back to actually take the vote.
Okay, very well. Would you like me to talk about the next one as
Please
well?
Please do.
All right. Number 990, you need to introduce that, Carla? Okay. 990 is another motor vehicle accident involving a police vehicle. The claimant was driving on I-84 back in December of 2014, quite some time ago, and the officer rear-ended her with enough force to push her into the vehicle ahead of her. So the ordinance settles her claim that was brought by her attorney as well as her insurance company. All had a piece of the accident, and we're looking for resolution of it. So this
Very
claim
good.
Settles that.
Now, so do these types of claims that the city pays and therefore the taxpayers pay, do they lead to changes in policy? Do they lead to different practices and procedures? How do we take into account what we've learned as a result of having to pay out these kinds of claims and operationalize it in terms of training?
Well, in terms of the operations of the vehicles by the police bureaus or any bureaus, frankly, all of those are left up to the decision-making processes of the individual bureaus. So for every fleet accident involving a Portland police vehicle, there is a collision review board, and they go over all of the accidents involving Portland police officers, and they analyze it and make a determination as to whether it was found to be preventable or non-preventable. And depending on what the outcome was, then steps are taken at the bureau level in terms of what they're going to do next with the officer. My office, of course, provides reporting on the number of auto claims that come in, and as well as all of the claims, but we can tell them what sort of claims are coming in. They get reports from us every month about new claims that have come in the last month. They get a report for all of their open claims every month. So they can see at a glance exactly what sort of claims that they have in terms of meeting with them for policy changes. We do have our loss prevention team working with the bureaus for their safety driver training issues and things of that nature. So we partner with the bureaus with our loss prevention team. My team, the liability team, is primarily involved in making the people who are the victims, if you will, making them whole and getting their vehicles repaired and getting them paid for their injuries.
Perfect. Great. Anything to add to that?
He said it all. He said it perfectly.
Great. Any public testimony on these items?
No one signed up.
Please call the roll on Commissioner Fritz has a question.
No, no.
Oh,
sorry.
Call the roll on 989, please.
Thank you. Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
So my understanding is at least one of these was to do with a distracted driver of the officer looking at their in-car computer. And just this week, the Portland Police Bureau tweeted out that you're six times more likely to be in an accident about being distracted by a cell phone as if you were a drunk driver. And that's a significant percentage. I know that in the future we're hoping that all of the police's computers will be audibles as well as visible, so that they don't have to look away from their driving to look at their computer to find out where they're going next. And it's also a good lesson to all of us, just as I think it was an AT&T rep who came to us and said, just put your cell phone in the glove compartment. That way you're not tempted to use it while you're driving.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Please call the roll on 990.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for your work in making these folks whole. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. There being no further business, we are adjourned.
Thank you very much.
Again, apologies for the delay.
Anna, we already got through it.